The broken dish. The broken dish. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, the broken dish. We all have incidences that take place in our life that sort of give us a surprising result. And we are never sure why these incidents take place in our life. We're never sure why things happen in our world, but they do, and we know all is good and very good. We know that all is working out for our highest and our best. Yesterday, Anita was working in the kitchen, and she had a glass that slipped through the dishwasher down into the bottom level. But it slipped through onto a plate, onto a glass plate. And when it slipped down into the glass plate was completely broken into a million pieces, all over the bottom of the dishwasher. And Anita picked up the glass, and it was totally untouched. It was just a glass that you drink for juices in the morning, but it was just totally untouched. And she looked at the bottom of the dishwasher and saw all this splintered glass everywhere, and she thought to herself, my, 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 that is quite a mess. And so she ate her breakfast, and after her breakfast she went back to the dishwasher and said, now I must take care of this. And she looked at the swirler in the middle of the dishwasher, and she said, there's glass all over it and glass down in the little holes in there. And she says, it certainly has to be cleaned out perfectly. So she went into the tool shed in the garage, and she found a box of tools that covered every description. It was tools that my niece and nephew had given me when I was there for the passing of their father, Scott and Linda, when Kip had passed away. And they gave me this beautiful, big toolbox full of all the tools that I could ever imagine. I was very appreciative. And so she brought that toolbox in the kitchen and opened it on the floor. And it unfolded and spread across the floor. And she says, this is wonderful. I have every tool I could ever need to have for every job I ever could want to do. And so she began to disassemble the bottom of the dishwasher. She wanted to take out that swirling plate with all of the holes in it. And she had just the right tools to do it. And it opened up easily. And then she opened it and she cleaned the glass all out. She made it all perfect. All the slivers, everything was out of there perfectly wonderful. But she looked inside of the cover that she had taken off, where the water drains down and comes out, and she found some wires that were down in there for some reason. They were just sort of clogging things up, and they were not allowing the dishwasher to drain properly. And she cleaned them out. She cleaned out a lot of other materials that were in there that were clogging up the drain, that were not allowing it to do its perfect job. And when she got done, she said to herself, this is wonderful. Nothing happens by chance. I went down in there and cleaned up a problem we've been having for a long time, and we didn't know why. We didn't know that down underneath this sieve, this drain holder, were a lot of crud ideas, a lot of wires and a lot of fabric materials that were keeping the drain from going up. Now the dishwasher drained absolutely perfectly every time anything was done. And it was such a pleasure to look at him. And Anita told me, she is so happy that this happened, because otherwise she would never have known. Oh, it was a big mess. It was little splinters of glass everywhere. It was a very tedious job to pick it all up. But she did it gently and wonderfully. She said to me, Herb, when you leave and go about your work there, and I'm alone here in the kitchen, I feel so wonderful. I sing while I work, and I do whatever I like to do, and I'm doing all of this for joy, not for any reason. I'm not doing it because I have to do it. I'm not doing it because it's my job. I'm just doing it because it's the joy of it, and I do everything for the joy of it. And because I do it for the joy of it, all sorts of wonderful things take place. All sorts of wonderful illusions come to my consciousness, and I'm able to handle these things so beautifully and so wonderfully. It's just really great. Well, Anita found that little difficult task to be a simple task because everything opened up for her. The tools that I had received from Kip's children had not been used because I hadn't had the occasion to use it. But Anita, she found them at just the right moment. She had been through the garage so many times looking at different tools, using different tools, and always wondering where the perfect tools were. And they were there right there in the box. They're right there in their holder, in their big old container. Heavy. All those wrenches and screwdrivers and everything else. But it was ideal for Anita. Now, when she went about her task with a song in her heart, when she went about her task with love and happiness, everything she needed was there for her. Everything became simple and beautiful, even though it was not a pleasant task picking up glass splinters like that. She did it so gently and so lovingly and so perfectly that she cleaned them all up, cleaned them all out, and she didn't do anything to herself. She didn't hurt herself one little bit, but she cleaned everything out so perfectly. Rather than having the task be a challenge to her, rather than having the task be, oh dear, what a mess, this is terrible, she looked at it and she says, this is interesting. This is interesting. And she said, I want to clean this out in the simplest way, so I want to just sort of brush it all together, sweep it all together, make it all together. And to do that, I have to take off this cover. And so she took off the cover, not because she wanted to clean underneath it, not because she expected the solution to many problems, but she took it off because she wanted to do a beautiful job. And she wanted to do it in the most proper, simple way possible. And the cover came off easily with the special screwdrivers that she had. And she was able to clean it up perfectly. And she found all the problems that had been besetting us in our dishwasher all these months, all these years. Never really draining with a clear, smooth flow. Always struggling to drain. Now it drains in perfect harmony. Now it's in divine order. All because Anita stopped and said, when you leave, I will do this here. When there's nobody around me, when I'm doing it all by myself, and I have a song in my heart, and I sing my song, and I'm so happy. Everything is so wonderful. And that's exactly the way it was. That's exactly the way it happens to us every time we have a broken plate. That's every time we have something that seems so tedious and so bothersome and so unfortunate, we say, what is the blessing that's here for me? What is the goodness that is good? Nothing happens by chance. And why am I experiencing this today? She didn't ask those questions. She just flowed with it. She says, this is for my good. This is beautiful. This is wonderful. Not a challenge at all. And it was good and wonderful and not a challenge at all. I've often told Anita and everyone who comes to campus, you do not have work to do here. You do not have jobs to do here. Nothing you do is important to the campus. It's nice. Yes, it's nice to have those things done. Yes, it's convenient. Yes, that's great. But it's not important. What is important is that you have a happy heart to do whatever you do. And you have something to do when you come to campus that gives you meaning and purpose, that gives you a flow with what you're doing. And so as you do whatever you are assigned to do when you come to campus, you do it with a loving heart. And there is a great blessing in store from doing whatever you're doing. When Rosalie was here, she just loved going around my garden, around my house, around the Hermitage, and taking the fan rake and just raking all the leaves that accumulated over the year and sweeping them off to the side and filling big blue bags with those leaves, big blue bags with all of the miscellany that was raked up around the yard. And she made it look so beautiful. And she says, "Herb, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful?" I said, "My goodness sakes," she says, "yeah, it's so wonderful." And she had joy in her heart. She had the feeling that it is so wonderful and so good. Gabriella did the same thing. She just took a great delight in taking care of the swimming pool and keeping the pool cleaned every day. It really was no task. The pool sweep did the work, but she took all the leaves out. She took all the little things out the pool sweep didn't get. And she was proud of her work. When Stefan was here, he had a task of picking up screws and nails just outside of the shed. Somehow they always seemed to get dropped out there. And he picked them up, and he picked them up, and he picked them up. And he got so sick and tired of picking up little screws and nails, and they were everywhere in the dirt. And then he picked them up. And then he took the rake, and he raked them up, and he picked them up. He did this for almost a week, picking up nails during his activity time there, every single day picking up nails and screws. And to this day, there are still nails and screws out there of the hundreds that he had picked up. How could they all be gathered there? Well, it's sort of a miracle, isn't it? But he picked it up with love in his heart. And because he picked it up with love in his heart, he remembers it as a task that he chose to accept and do, and that he did with all of his heart, and it was beautifully done. All of the students and all of the staff and all of the people who work here at the University of Healing who do any little task at all are trained to do it with the love of their heart, the joy of their heart, so that when they do that task, the broken dish does not seem so tedious. It does not seem so difficult. It's just they had an opportunity to find a blessing where there seemed to be none. All of us have the opportunity to find a blessing where there seems to be none in our life, too. And the more that we look at life as an opportunity to enjoy the blessings that are bountifully poured upon us, our life is so fulfilled, so delightfully fulfilled and happy, that we say to ourselves, "How wonderful it is. How wonderful it is." And it truly is wonderful. Say that for everything in your life, because that's the truth about you. And that's what you always know too. And know that in all that you do, I'm surrounding you with my pure white light of love. And I'm saying to you, I love you. I love you. I love you. Because I say to me, I love me. I love me. I love me. I love all in my world, every day of my life. And everything, rather than a challenge, is a delight and a blessing. Maybe hidden in a disguise, but it's there for me. And it's there for all of my life and all of my world. And I say, it is so wonderful. I am the most blessed, wonderful being on the face of the earth, because I recognize it now.